Daily Rest, Monday, January 22nd. This week's devotion theme is the preeminence of Christ. That in all things he may have the preeminence. Colossians 1, verse 18. Jesus is the preeminence. As was usually the case when he wrote to a Christian church, the Apostle Paul had to combat false teaching that threatened the faith of believers. Sometimes he's specific about what the false teaching is, like Gnosticism. Sometimes he's specific about the false teachers promoting the heresy, like the Judaizers. Other times, like in his letter to the Colossians, he doesn't go into specifics, but we can still get a good idea of the nature of the threat from the content. In Colossians, the Holy Spirit inspired Paul to go out of the way to explain the supremacy of Jesus Christ over anything and everything else. It is clear that the Colossian Christians were being told that faith in Christ is not as important as practicing this ceremony or observing that festival. They were also being sold a lot of worthless goods through empty philosophies. Sounds a lot like the world we live in today, doesn't it? How often are we told that sometimes Christ should take a back seat in the matters of this world? What a foolish thing to put Christ in any position other than first. He is first, whether anyone recognizes it or not. Paul says Christ has the preeminence. That's not a word we use often. If we do use it, we are usually saying something is the best. But it's more than that. The Greek word used has more to do with being the first. We will learn this week how Jesus uses that preeminence not to lord it over the universe like a megalomaniac. We'll learn, contrary to philosophy, that he's not just some prime mover who is aloof to the affairs of the world. Rather, we'll be reminded that our preeminent Lord God is a personal God who uses all of his divine attributes to save. Great and preeminent Lord, I thank you for becoming my God and my salvation. Cause me to always remember your exceeding greatness and goodness. Amen. This daily devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession.